Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, I'm ready for this.
Absolutely.
It's a topic that is very popular, and it affects so many different people. We're talking about thyroid, in particular, thyroid antibodies.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay.
So I talked about thyroid a lot. I've got videos about hypothyroidism, about Hashimoto's, that sort of thing. But I realize I've never really dived deep into what those antibodies are.
Okay.
And kind of what they do.
Now, if I remember correctly, antibodies is it's a lab that we check.
It is.
Okay. So we're diving into this lab.
Yes.
Draw
component.
Yeah.
Thing.
I was about to say lab panel, but it's not the whole panel. But,
yeah.
But this part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So first, I'll start with explaining just in general what an antibody is, so that makes sense. So an antibody is a protein that is formed in the blood in response to invasion from something foreign. So typically, antibodies are there to protect us against a bacterial infection, a viral infection, something like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the immune system gets a little bit confused and it creates antibodies against the thyroid. So the body's immune system mistakes the thyroid for this foreign thing that it doesn't want to be there, and it will start to form antibodies to attack the thyroid tissue. So this can start to lead to inflammation, tissue damage, and eventually will disrupt thyroid function.
Mm.
Okay?
So the goal would be to get rid of this. To get rid of the antibodies.
We can't ever completely get rid of the antibodies.
Okay.
This is called an autoimmune condition.
Okay.
Auto meaning the body is attacking itself.
Okay.
So if we have antibodies, they're never going to be completely gone.
Okay.
These are conditions called Hashimoto's or Graves, also referred to as an autoimmune thyroiditis, different words for it.
Okay.
So antibodies are never going to be completely gone, but there are things that we can do to help it, which we'll get to at the end of it. But there's a couple of different types of antibodies that can happen.
Okay.
So the most common thyroid-related antibodies are either going to be an anti-thyroid peroxidase antibody, or anti-TPO is okay. What we'll call that one, an antithyroglobulin antibody, and then a thyrotropin receptor antibody.
Okay.
So those are the three most common ones that we're going to look at. And depending on which ones are positive, it tells us what kind of autoimmune condition that we have. Okay.
Got it.
So basically, when we're looking at the thyroid, we can look at standard thyroid labs, TSH, T3, T4. If TSH is low or high, we're either hypo or hyperthyroid. But if we go the extra step and look at those antibodies, it's telling us if we have the body to blame for that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So the antibodies tells you whether or not it's the body's turning on itself.
Correct.
Or not.
So if you have a high TSH, which would be hypothyroidism, and all negative antibodies, you just have a really sluggish thyroid. It's an issue with the thyroid itself.
And is Hashimoto's and Graves always, it's always autoimmune?
Always autoimmune, yeah.
Okay.
But if we have a high TSH, which is low function, and we have positive antibodies, we have Hashimoto's. So it's not an issue with the thyroid itself at that point. It's an issue with the body attacking the thyroid.
Interesting.
So it can change treatment a little bit.
Yeah.
At least for us. Now, I will kind of caveat to this. I will say if you're going to a primary care and sometimes even endocrinologist, they don't monitor the antibodies. I'll have people come to me that have been on thyroid medicine for 10 or 15 years that no one has ever checked their antibodies. They've never even heard the word.
And the benefit of monitoring those is, one, initially checking to see if it is
right.
The antibodies, because that would change what the treatment is.
Yeah.
And the other part is if it was always the antibodies, whether or not you're managing those.
Right.
Okay.
Because if we're in, like I said, we'll get to that part, but if we're managing it well, we can actually see changes in those antibodies.
Got it.
Yeah. So what do these antibodies do? So the anti-TPO antibodies attack TPO, hence the name anti-TPO. So they attack thyroid peroxidase. That thyroid peroxidase is the enzyme that is in the thyroid that helps to produce T3 and T4. So when we have antibodies attacking that, the thyroid peroxidase, the body can't produce T3 and T4 as well.
Got it.
Those are your active, the T4 is your inactive, T3 is your active thyroid hormone.
And you need those to be,
we
need those to be working.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely. And we've got videos that are more in depth about T3, T4, and reverse T3 out there. The thyroglobulin antibody, so thyroglobulin is a protein made in the thyroid. And again, it's also essential for helping to produce T3 and T4. Mm. So if we have the anti-thyroglobulin antibody, it means it's attacking that protein. Again, the body cannot make T3 and T4 appropriately.
Okay.
If we don't have T3, T4, TSH will start to rise. We develop this whole hypothyroid picture. But it's not because the thyroid is refusing to do things, it's because it's being attacked.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of things, the TRAB, the thyrotropin receptor antibody, causes the flip side of things. So it will actually stimulate the action of TSH, and in doing that, it causes hyperthyroid. So that's where Graves is coming into the picture. So Hashimoto's is a low function, Graves is typically high function, meaning we're over functioning the thyroid.
And those are consequences of which antibodies attack, or mm-hmm. what the antibodies attack.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. Where they are doing their damage.
Okay.
So elevated, the anti-TPO and the thyroglobulin antibodies typically are suggestive of Hashimoto's. An elevated thyroid receptor antibody is typically Graves' disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So why does this even matter? Like we were saying, what's the point of checking this? Positive thyroid antibodies alone can be an indicator of a current thyroid disease, or it can be predictive of a coming issue.
Positive antibodies.
Yes.
Could be saying, okay, like almost like being pre-diabetic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you could have a completely normal thyroid panel, but still have positive thyroid antibodies.
Okay.
And that tells us that at some point down the road, you're probably pretty likely to develop a full-blown thyroid issue.
Okay.
So it can let us start to intervene sooner and do some things that prevent that progression.
Yeah.
Of course, I always take this to the fertility side of things as well. There are lower fertilization rates in women with positive thyroid antibodies, whether they have clinical hypothyroidism or not.
Oh, so even if you have Hashimoto's, which is hypo, right?
Uh-huh.
Even if you have Hashimoto's, but if you have antibodies, that's what makes fertility a little difficult.
Yes. Okay. So part of my fertility workup is always doing a thyroid panel, which is pretty standard most places. They'll look at like a TSH, but I take it a step further, and I am always looking at those thyroid antibodies in a new fertility patient, regardless of what their thyroid function has looked like. If they have any hypothyroid symptoms, doesn't matter, because you could have those antibodies there that are causing issues with implantation, causing issues with pregnancy, and never know it because your regular thyroid labs are fine.
Is it common to where, like, if say you have these antibodies, but you never check for them, so you have no clue,
mm-hmm.
And you don't have Hashimoto's yet, a pregnancy could trigger it?
100%.
Okay.
And so that's part of the concern, too. Untreated or unaddressed antibodies
right.
can lead to more problems in pregnancy.
Right.
Pregnancy makes everything worse. So if you have kind of like a borderline thyroid issue, it's probably going to progress into full-blown hypothyroidism in a pregnancy.
Man, that's it kind of makes me sad because, you know, that I'm sure happens more often than it should.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a lot of times that portion of it's just not looked at unless right. you go to a fertility specialist that knows to look at that. So that is part of my standard workup to make sure that we have the best and healthiest pregnancy that we can.
Mm.
And so treatment with thyroid medication improves clinical pregnancy outcomes. So even in someone, it's considered euthyroid, meaning like thyroid is balanced, even a euthyroid patient with thyroid antibodies could benefit at times from thyroid treatment in order to get pregnant.
Say that one
more okay. time. So if I have a woman who her TSH is completely normal, T3, T4 looks good, but we have high thyroid antibodies, putting her on thyroid medicine can benefit her in getting pregnant, even though her standard thyroid labs looked completely fine.
Got it. Would that also be preventable or prevention as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Because it's going to progress in pregnancy at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how it works in pregnancy too. And so again, why does this matter? Because there are things that we can do to help it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that there's not, but there absolutely are. I've seen plenty of patients who have been able to take their antibodies way, way down, just with appropriate lifestyle supplements.
Can I ask, what is the benefit of taking your antibodies down? Because in my head, it's like, you got antibodies, you got antibodies. So what is the, What's the difference?
The higher they are, the more damage they're causing.
Okay.
And so the way I usually look at them, TPO, the anti-TPO antibody, is constantly causing damage to those cells.
Okay.
That's the one that I really want to bring down. Okay. If I can get TPO down, the anti-TPO, it tells me that I'm doing good in treatment.
Okay.
The anti-thyroglobulin antibody, it's less likely to change. I look at that as more of a response to the damage.
Okay.
So that one I see not come down quite as well, but the anti-TPO, I've absolutely dropped that in patients.
With supplementation?
Yeah. So a couple of things. Number one, studies have shown that taking 200 micrograms a day of selenium can actually help to drop your TPO antibodies. So you can feel better just from taking selenium.
Okay.
You can get this through diet. So chicken, eggs, sunflower seeds, Brazil nuts are rich in selenium, but you can also just take a selenium supplement. So that can be really beneficial.
Okay.
Diet is huge whenever we're dealing with autoimmune anything, but especially autoimmune thyroid. So if patients are really, really motivated to make a huge change, I recommend the AIP diet, autoimmune protocol. It's not fun. There's like three things that you can eat on it.
Three?
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's what it feels like. It cuts everything out.
I was about to be really, what in the world are the three things?
It cuts out a lot of stuff. Your grains, your nightshades, your sugar, your dairy, your gluten. It literally, patients feel like they have three things that they can eat. So it's rare that I have patients that are that motivated to be that compliant. But it is an option. It's something that you can do. Otherwise, I typically advise that my patients cut out gluten, dairy, and sugar. Those are the top three most inflammatory things. I talk about those with everything, any autoimmune thing, gut thing, all of that. That's the things that we talk about cutting out.
Gluten, dairy,
sugar.
Sugar. Okay.
Yeah. All the fun things.
Yep.
We work on gut health. As we always say, gut's involved in every process.
Yeah.
So if the body is unhappy and is creating antibodies and is really fired up, if we work on the gut, that helps to bring that down too. Addressing any nutritional deficiencies, so making sure we're on the right types of supplements, your vitamin C, vitamin D, all that kind of stuff. We're avoiding environmental toxins. I have a whole video just about this. But briefly, your parabens, your phthalates, your plastics, all that kind of stuff. We're cutting all of that out. So we're getting into healthier soaps and lotions, and we're not using plastics, and we're drinking filtered water and all the things that go along with that. Check that video out. We do have one on that. Managing stress levels. Easier said than done, as always, but trying to keep stress a little bit on the lower side of things.
Especially when the Titans are...
Let me tell you, that game the other night, which also leads into working on sleep. Watching Monday Night Football and thinking you're going to go sleep on time does not happen. But we're helping to manage our sleep, making sure that we're in bed at a reasonable time. I typically tell patients, try to be in bed by 10:30 or so in a dark room. We're creating that good melatonin, getting into that good restful sleep. LDN is, we've talked about LDN a lot. I love LDN, but it's fantastic for autoimmune thyroid issues. Brings down that inflammation in the body, really helps to control those antibodies. And then a great resource for patients is a book called Root Cause by Dr. Isabella Wentz. It's a fantastic book that kind of walks patients through trying to find out what their root cause for their autoimmune condition is.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like tracing it all the way back to the root cause.
Yeah.
And the antibodies could be the root cause. Am I wrong?
The antibodies are a reaction to something going on. The body is unhappy for some reason, and it decided to attack the thyroid. So trying to figure out what made the body unhappy to begin with can help it stop attacking the thyroid.
Autoimmune diseases are wild to me.
Yeah.
Like it really is. It's super wild. This was super informative. You pronounce words that I've never heard before. So
that's what I'm here for.
Guys, you guys name it. We explain it. Is that a show, Robin?
That's a show.
That's a show. Antibodies. We'll link down links to the book by Dr. Isabella Wentz, as well as the other Explain This videos with topics on the similar topic. Thank you guys so much. Don't go away.